This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You in 30 seconds, give your favorite Ramadan memory to the person next to you. MashaAllah. My favorite? Fundraising for the masjid. MashaAllah. All right. Are we good to go? You want to move that out the way? Is that what it is? Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله السميع من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Actually, inshallah ta'ala, Sheikh Yasir and I wanted to do this last khatira together بإذن الله تعالى. And we wanted first and foremost to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from each and every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam, may He accept our qiyam, may He accept our recitation of the Quran, may He accept our dua. May He accept our sadaqah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for any shortcomings that we had in regards to our relationship with Him or in regards to our relationship with each other. Allahumma ameen. So first and foremost, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. Secondly, can everyone who embraced Islam this Ramadan just raise your hand in the crowd, inshallah ta'ala? MashaAllah. May Allah bless you all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all firm. We probably had in this congregation maybe over 60, 70 people this Ramadan embrace Islam. We had 7 people alone on the 27th night. So we want to welcome everyone into our community that embraced Islam, as well as those that have embraced Islam online, and ask Allah to keep them firm. Allahumma ameen. The last thing, dear brothers and sisters, before I share just a few words, inshallah ta'ala, please give a special thanks to the volunteers and to the security today. SubhanAllah, to see them running around in the rain, to get everyone set up today was truly inspiring. And it's a testament to the amount of work that they've been putting in. So please do, inshallah ta'ala, thank all the volunteers within Allah ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, a quick reminder. We're still in Ramadan. Tonight could be the night of Laylatul Qadr as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those that catch it. Allahumma ameen. So don't take this night as if it's a bonus night. This is a night that could very well be that night, so worship as hard as you would every other night, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. At the bare minimum, this is the 10th best night of the year, at the minimum. Which still means it is worthy of being honored, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, with your ibadah to the full extent, inshallah ta'ala. So keep your dhikr, keep your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of the etiquettes towards Ramadan, before Shaykh Yasir talks about the etiquettes of Eid, is that you take advantage of every single moment. If you can allocate the last hour of your Ramadan to be in the masjid and making dua, then it is beautiful. If you can spend the asr to maghrib, inshallah ta'ala, or the last hour just reading Quran, making dua, take advantage of every last moment of the night and every last moment that is left of the day. This is a month that is kareem. It's a month that is generous, that is sacred. So honor it, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, until the very last moment. I just want to give you 3 facets of this month, inshallah ta'ala, in terms of the etiquette as we transition into Eid. As you came into this month, you established a new relationship with your Lord, a new relationship with those that are around you. As for your Lord, you exit from this month, and subhanAllah, you go from one dhikr to another dhikr. And this is the beauty of our lives with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you go from one dhikr to another dhikr. In Hajj, may Allah Azza wa Jal write us down and accept it, Hajj, Allahumma ameen. You are saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, here we come, O Allah, here we come, until you stone the jamarat, and then you simply transition to Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. So here we are, O Allah, to Allah is the greatest. In these last moments, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive us. You're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness until the very last moment. And that's how you should end your Ramadan tonight, the last night of it. And you should end your day tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, when the Hilal of Shawwal comes in. And then as soon as the Hilal of Shawwal comes in, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That you declare the greatness of your Lord and you thank Him for what He has guided you to. تُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You thank Allah for guiding you to Islam. You thank Allah for guiding you to Ramadan. So you go from asking for forgiveness to declaring Allah's greatness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillah alhamd. To you belongs all praise, O Allah. Before you now go back to feeding your body and saying alhamdulillah for the food that you appreciate more, you say alhamdulillah for the ni'mah of Islam that you appreciate more than any other ni'mah in your life. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're simply going from one dhikr to another dhikr. And even subhanAllah in the Eid Salah, the mention, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The hereafter is better and longer lasting. It's a reminder that you should have learned now to connect yourself to the hereafter and have a greater appetite for the hereafter than this world. And then, dear brothers and sisters, as for with each other, how does our relationship with each other change? As for the global ummah, zakat al-fitr is a ibadah. It's a form of expiation that everyone should be able to eat and drink. And for those that we cannot reach with our zakah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're allowed to reach them with our dua. And I'm talking about our starving brothers and sisters in Gaza. That we should not feast alone on that day. That we should eat together and enjoy that ni'mah together. And so your relationship with your ummah has changed. You were making dua intensely for them in these last nights, giving charity. And now you are seeking to celebrate with your ummah as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of the ibadah from all of us on behalf of all of us. Allahumma ameen. As one ummah. And then lastly, dear brothers and sisters, as I'll hand it off to Shaykh Yasir bi'idhnillah, you know, we have a beautiful habit in this masjid of introducing each other to each other, to the person next to us. And this is a good tradition, inshaAllah ta'ala. We hope that it's a sign of a welcoming community, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We know that the Prophet ﷺ used to come to the Eid Salah in one way and then go home another way. And this is the only Eid etiquette I'll cover before I hand it off to Shaykh Yasir, inshallah. And one of the wisdoms of that, beyond simply changing your ways, representing a newfound perspective, is that the Prophet ﷺ would give salam to the people on both routes. So if you think of Turuq al-Madinah, the pathways of Medina, by taking another route home, the Prophet ﷺ was simply giving the opportunity to say salam to as many people as possible. Say salam to the people, inshaAllah ta'ala. Afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am. Spread salam. Spread and feed one another. Feed the poor especially. And continue even after Eid. Sallu bil-layl. Pray at night while other people sleep. Tahajjud is over in the masjid. Taraweeh is over in the masjid. Qiyam continues for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Take on that habit and maintain it, bidnillahi ta'ala. So tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, I mean technically we're in the night, the last night, so tomorrow's the last day. As the Eid dawns upon us, inshaAllah ta'ala, make sure that you say salam to everyone. And when it comes to spreading yourself out and extending your hand, don't just go to the people that you know, inshaAllah. Say salam to everyone, inshaAllah ta'ala, that is around you. Extend that salam, make someone's day bi'idhnillahi ta'ala with that salam. It's a ibadah to do so. And if you live across the street or you live anywhere else and it's hard for you to figure out a way to come and go back a different way, just go to Sheikh Yasser's house. What's your address, Sheikh? Just go do one circle to Sheikh Yasser's house and come back from Campion Hollows. You can go to Silver Leaf. Right, Sheikh? What's the address? You don't want to share what it is. Okay.
Yours is closer, man.
In any case, MashaAllah, Sheikh Yasser, I'd like to ask you to please, bidnillahi ta'ala, come. And I want to say jazakallahu khayran to Sheikh Yasser on behalf of the entire community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from him all of his efforts and all of his service. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he united us in this masjid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts and allow us to be together in the highest level of paradise. Allahumma ameen. Tafadhal, Sheikh.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Omar, and thank you for allowing me to use my office. Barakallahu feek. And actually, letting me just park in my parking spots regularly, alhamdulillah, rabbi ameen. Without any harassment, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa ba'd. Brothers and sisters, this season is now the season of patience, right? What comes after that, the season of what? When you end Ramadan with what? With shukr, gratitude. Isn't that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us? لِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you will count the full term of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, 30 days we have, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Like you're praising Allah Azza wa Jalla and thanking Him for that opportunity. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you become grateful. So that's now an opportunity to start practicing that gratitude, inshallah ta'ala, with this evening. Because this night is the last night for the month of Ramadan. And by the way, we're still going to have, inshallah, the 1 a.m. bin Allah Azza wa Jal session. And also we have bin Allah tatahajjud at 3 a.m. bin Allah Azza wa Jal. Just for the last night. So that's now a time when we start now transferring and transitioning from patience to gratitude. And I want you tonight, inshallah ta'ala, to think about the blessings of being in this month of Ramadan and going through the month of Ramadan, and what are you grateful for? What are you going to carry with you after the month of Ramadan? The things that you're going to be grateful for, inshallah ta'ala, that you will carry along with you after the month of Ramadan. There are so many things to be appreciative of course. Your friendships, the new people you met here, alhamdulillah, the opportunities to come to the masjid regularly, the ability to be able to recite the Quran, listen to the Quran, the ability, alhamdulillah, to go through the month of Ramadan, fadlullahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, with ease. Many, many things you will be grateful for. And that's one of the things, alhamdulillah, that's so blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us one model of gratitude to show in this month of Ramadan, which is the end of it. And that is Salatul Eid. So Salatul Eid is one way of saying alhamdulillah and saying shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakatul Fitr is one of the manifestations of this gratitude. Because now that you will be able to break your fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us there are other people in your community might not even have enough food to break their fast on Eid day. That's why Zakatul Fitr, our ulama, they will emphasize that it needs to be given in food usually. Why? Because some communities, they don't even have that food. So on Eid day, no one needs to be fasting. No one should be fasting by choice or by circumstances. So by choice, one of the sunnah of Eid is what, before you come to Salatul Eid, actually after Fajr as a matter of fact, you break your fast. You break your fast with date, with water, and then you come to the masjid, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some other people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen, is just their situation, they can't even break their fast because they have nothing to break their fast with. And I bring to our attention the situation in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters there, ya Rabbil Alameen. It was interesting today, I was, subhanAllah, I saw a video in which they were asking children about what they wish for. So they brought a contrast, of course, you know, image. So kids in the West, when they were asked what they wish for, they would say billions of dollars, a car, Lamborghini, this, that. That's what they wish for. And then suddenly they transitioned into children from Gaza, and they were asking them, what do you wish for? While they're smiling, they wish for what? Simple things. Say, I wish my brother actually still alive so I can actually be with him. I wish I can see my dad. I wish I can have food to eat. I wish the most basic thing that you overlook. Wallahi, that video, I had to play it multiple times to remind myself of the blessings that are all around me I'm not paying attention to. So one of these things is the ability to be able to break your fast on Eid day. Even though it's a given thing, subhanAllah. But now it's becoming a blessing that we can't even imagine how great a blessing that is to be able to break your fast on Eid day. Another thing from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is that to come out for Salatul Eid. When it came out to Salatul Eid, our ulama, they spoke about the ruling of Salatul Eid. So some of the ulama, they consider it to be wajib, that you have to come. If you're capable and able, that you need to attend Salatul Eid as if you attended Salatul Jum'ah. So for them, it's actually considered wajib. Other ulama, they say fardu kifaya even. Like if no one does it in the community, they're all sinful. Like in the Hanbali school, for example. But the majority of the scholars, they say it's sunnatul mu'akkada. That is the sunnah that is highly emphasized on by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu ordered everybody in the household to come out to the masjid. The men, women, children, adults, everybody, including women who are on their period, they don't have to even to pray. The Prophet sallallahu, he said that they come out so that they be with the jama'atul muslimin, yashhadna al-khayr, they listen to the khayr and the good, alhamdulillah, reminder, and be in the celebration, the festivity of Eid with everybody else. So everybody needs to be out, inshallah ta'ala, to celebrate the Eid bidnillahi azza wa jal. Since it's a congregational place, it's always from the sunnah of the Prophet salawatullahi wa salam alayhi, that when you come to these congregational ibarat and prayers, to do what? The best, in the best form. So you shower, you dress up in the best way, of course in a halal manner, obviously. Dress well, inshallah, in the best way you can, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Smell nicely, ready for salat al-Eid, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you come. You come to the masjid, so you start doing your takbirat until the salah is performed, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, when you come to the masjid and you pray salat al-Eid, salat al-Eid, we're going to explain that, inshallah, on the Eid day, bidnillahi azza wa jal, but khutbat al-Eid. Do I have to attend khutbat al-Eid? Even though it's not mandatory to stay for the khutbah of salat al-Eid after the salah is over, but it's still highly recommended to be there. And it's a ceremonial khutbah. It's a short khutbah, a short reminder, inshallah, to celebrate the Eid together, bidnillahi azza wa jal. So we highly recommend for everybody, brothers and sisters, just to stay there and stay calm and quiet, inshallah, until the reminder is over, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once you're done from Salat al-Eid, then that's when you celebrate and greet each other, inshallah, as a community. And don't forget about your families. Don't forget about those who are not around you. Call them, send them, inshallah, ta'ala, the greetings, and celebrate with them, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Sheikh Omar mentioned something very important, that when you come in one way, then you go to the other way, inshallah, ta'ala, so you can increase the khair and the reminders and the salam and the greetings and celebration in the entire community, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, there is so much we could really do on a Eid day, but like the Sheikh Omar mentioned, don't make Yom al-Eid become the welcome party for the shaitan. Yani. Make sure that this is still, alhamdulillah, part of your best ibadat, the best ibadat, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. I want to remind myself and each and every one of you that this day is going to be a day of celebration and a day of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing happens that I hope, inshallah ta'ala, we keep that in mind. On that day, there'll be a lot of extravagance in terms of food and wasting food. So please, my dear brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong of sharing, alhamdulillah, good amount of food with your guests. Ibrahim alayhi salam brought a whole cow for three people. But after you're done, make sure nothing is wasted. And even if you're going to be going somewhere else, and you're taking your family with you and your children with you, please be observant and teach your children that lesson, not to take more than what they're going to be eating, and also not to waste anything. Because part of being grateful is also to appreciate that ni'mah of food, especially under the circumstances of what's going on in the world and there in Palestine, Gaza. We need to keep that in our hearts, inshallah, in our mind, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah accept from all of you, Rabbil Alameen. And part of showing my gratitude to, alhamdulillah, in this evening, in this moment, I want to say jazakum Allah khair for the whole entire community for being such a wonderful and amazing community, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Obviously, we're not perfect. We're trying our best, inshallah, ta'ala, but we're trying to build that beautiful environment for everybody to enjoy, inshallah, azza wa jal. I want to thank you and thank each and every one of you for being here with us throughout the nights and throughout the days of the month of Ramadan. I want to thank our qaris for their dedication to the ibadah, alhamdulillah, leading salat al-taraweeh. Our leadership for the amazing, alhamdulillah, especially that they received their post as leaders right before Ramadan started. And they had to manage this entire project, mashallah, this operation, massive operation. May Allah reward them for what they've done, barakallahu feehim, for all the staff, for what they've done, Brother Tariq, Sister Nai. And by the way, someone we did not really mention, subhanAllah, I hope she's listening to us right now. She's all the way actually in Saudi Arabia right now. Sister Sadaf Ahmad, she's the one who was designing all the dua flyers that you see actually after Salat al-Asr. And she's also provided, alhamdulillah, a PDF file for all the dua that we're going to be sharing with you tomorrow, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even though she's remotely, she's staying somewhere else, but she wants to still be part of what we do here, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. I want to thank our volunteers, whether they're, alhamdulillah, the ushers here in the room, the security team outside, the AV team, mashallah, for the amazing and wonderful job that they've done. I know there's many more that needs to be thanked, but if I don't remember anyone, I hope, inshallah, that you guys realize that you're rewarded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, before he starts now complaining about it, I know, right? And my dear friend and colleague and partner and roommate in my office, Sheikh Omar Suleiman, for the wonderful job that they've done for the community, not just here in Valley Ranch, alhamdulillah, also the online community, the virtual community, the Yaqeen community, the entire community around the world. May Allah subhanahu reward you, Sheikhna, for the amazing job that you do and preserve your family for this. Barakallahu feekum, jazakum Allah khair, kula aman tu bi khair, taqabbalallahu minna minkum, and eidukum mubarak in advance, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Open the mic, please.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا وإذ تقول للذي أنعم الله عليه وأنعمت عليه أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشاه فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده